Hi, I'm Stella Waterhouse, as you know. I'm an author and speaker and write books that take a positive approach to the autistic spectrum. Sensory differences underlie many of the difficulties that children with ASD have, and they also cause some of the seemingly odd behaviours. Let's look at some of the auditory differences. Hearing differences include poor auditory discrimination. So the child may mishear some letters or words or be unable to tell where the sound is coming from. That can be quite confusing and can make it sound as if other people are talking nonsense. It also causes communication problems, for unless you hear properly, it will be very hard to learn to speak fluently and correctly. It also means that he has to concentrate much harder than his peers in order to make sense of the spoken word, something that is particularly difficult in noisy situations. Then there is hyperacusis, hypersensitivity to sound. This makes some specific everyday sounds painful. The sounds that cause problems are individual. They range from quiet sounds, such as a clock ticking, or people eating, to louder sounds like vacuum cleaners and food mixers. Other problems can include loudness intolerance, so he cannot tolerate the same level of noise as his peers and may get very upset by loud noises such as fire alarms. Supersensitive hearing, so that he hears noises or even conversations that other people are unaware of. And finally, an inability to block out background sounds, like traffic noise, which can affect his ability to concentrate and learn. Those problems can make many areas of the home very difficult for him, and they also make shopping, the playground, classroom, and even trips out potentially distressing and stressful. The child with such problems may react to these noises in a variety of ways. So he may block his ears, withdraw into himself, run away from a situation, or have a panic attack. Thank you for listening.